We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Guidance on the national, state, and local level has been pretty clear, at least lately. If you have to leave your house during all of this, wear a mask or a face covering of some kind to help slow the spread. But are masks really offering protection against spreading or being infected by the virus? Dr. Michael Klompas, infectious disease physician and associate hospital epidemiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Doctor, take us through the pros and cons of masks.
Sure, happy to do that. So the primary benefit of a mask is to prevent somebody who has early infection or unappreciated infection from spreading virus-laden respiratory droplets to the people around them. So it literally is blocking the spread of droplets of the viruses from the person's mouth and nose from getting out to others.
But yet, as I'm sure you know, there was a study that was just published the other day in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and I'm just briefly read the conclusion. It says, in conclusion, both surgical and cotton masks seem to be ineffective in preventing the dissemination of SARS-CoV-2 from the coughs of patients with COVID-9 to the environment and external mask surface. So that sounds like it doesn't really work well.
Yeah, I think we don't know. There was another study also published a few days ago in Nature Medicine where they used a different kind of coronavirus and showed that people wearing masks put out a whole lot less virus. The difficulty with interpreting both these studies is that really they're just looking at the mask itself and culturing what they can get out of the air or out of the mask itself. They're not looking to see, did it actually prevent infections or not? So in both these cases, both studies leave us with a question mark. At the end of the day, one suggests it helps, one suggests it doesn't. And the truth is, until you see whether there's a decrease in infections or not in the people nearby, you don't know.
We can look at other countries, what they've done, but then there's a whole bunch of other factors that you have to weigh there, right? Different lockdown procedures, testing, all that kind of thing, isolation. So I guess you can't really tell from that. So you end up with a bottom line of it probably doesn't hurt, so try it?
Well, I think that's right. And the additional benefits to a mask as well. So in addition to the fact that you're preventing some spread of respiratory viruses to others, it's a very obvious reminder to people the whole time that we're dealing with a pandemic, that people need to be on their top game to try to prevent infection. They need to be really good about their social distancing, their hand hygiene, keeping the area clean. It's a very potent reminder.
But let me be the contrarian here, because one of the things that I found, I was trying the other day a not homemade because I bought it, but I guess someone made it at home, a cloth mask. And as you know, they don't fit quite as snugly as surgical masks, certainly not as snugly as an N95 mask. And I'm usually very disciplined about not touching my face, but I found that in the course of about an hour or two, because these masks tend to slip all over the place, I probably touched my face more yesterday than I have in 10 years.
Sounds like a busy day. But that's the irony. Absolutely true. There's some people who are drawn to touch their face more by the novelty or the discomfort of wearing a mask. And of course, that doesn't help at all if your hands are contaminated with virus. So it is a reminder as well, but also being good about keeping your hands clean, washing your hands on a regular basis, and trying as much as you can to avoid touching your mask. Sounds like the motto for you would be to get a more comfortable mask.
Well, yeah. they just slip all over the place because
right.
they're not
secure. Right,
you can
walk, you move your head around, yeah. And then you find yourself adjusting, and if you've touched something, then you have a problem. It's the same thing with gloves, right? The gloves are only going to work if you don't go around all day touching everything with your gloves, because then you're taking the virus around with you.
100%. If you have a contaminated glove and use that to touch your mouth, that's no good. Of course, if you're wearing gloves, you're unlikely to be washing your hands the entire time, so that's no good. So gloves is probably not a good strategy.
So tell us what you do. I mean, you're an expert. So what do you do? Not in the hospital, because I get it in the hospital. I presume you're doing everything in as sterile a way as you can. But when you go outside, you go to the grocery or whatever it is that you're doing to run errands, tell us what you do.
So the truth is I don't get outside much. I'm spending 18 hours a day in the hospital trying to keep on top of this thing. But I'll tell my family to do, which is that when they do go outside, if they have to do something like go to the grocery store, where it's sort of an unavoidable situation where they have to be close to other people, yeah, they should wear the mask.
Is there some material that might be better than others, or do we just not know that either? I'm talking the just face covering or the mask that you can now buy, or we're being told to make at home, T-shirt, bed sheets, old towel, whatever.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely the type of material will make a difference. And the issue, of course, as you can imagine, is that if it's a very porous material, it's just going to let the droplets, the virus, fly right through. So that's going to be no good. So you want to use either a very closely woven kind of cloth material or get a medical-grade mask. The hesitation about saying to people get a medical-grade mask is that hospitals need those masks, and so we don't want them overused by outside the medical system.
We want to leave them for you.
That's right.
And on the cloth ones, do you wash them every day? What do you do?
That sounds wise, yes.
Okay, so you get home, you could probably just wash your machine, or hot water, so bleach, something that, to kill the germs.
Right. And the worry over there is that if the idea of the mask is to protect others from you, then in some sense, washing it from a virus perspective probably doesn't matter that much. But if you're breathing in and out through this material the entire day, it's going to get moist. In a warm area, if it's going to be next to your mouth, that's going to be a breeding ground for bacteria. So for that reason, actually, I think you want to wash the mask on a regular basis.
Does that help to explain the big switch that we had? Because there was a time, and it wasn't even that long ago, that even the Surgeon General was saying, don't wear masks, stop buying them, they're not effective in helping the general public. But now we want to cut down on the asymptomatic spread, so now we're being told, and it's hard for some people to wrap their heads around, it's not that I'm going to get it from the person I'm walking by, it's that they could get it from me because I don't know I have it.
That's right. That's precisely. The whole issue has been the increasing understanding of the important role of asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic individuals in passing the infection. That's not unique in other kind of respiratory viruses, so flu does that as well, but usual infection control strategies are focused on symptomatic individuals, but that seems to be not enough for this particular virus.
I asked our expert in our last segment, and I try to ask every expert we have on, so same question to you. Are you seeing where you are at your facility anything in terms of treatments that seem to be promising?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a couple of treatments over here that have really appeared to be making a difference. Difficult to know until we get proper studies, but from an anecdotal basis, we've had patients who've been pretty sick and have received one or two different kinds of medications and have really turned around. So cautiously optimistic.
Dr. Michael Klompas, infectious disease physician, associate hospital epidemiologist, Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.